Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of always-on personal AI assistants. I'm so stoked about this.
Me too. It's like having a super-powered sidekick for your computer. So what's the big deal with always-on?
Well, imagine having an assistant constantly listening, ready to jump in and help whenever you need it. No more clicking, typing, or waiting, just pure, effortless productivity. Plus, think of the possibilities for accessibility.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does this magical assistant actually work?
Think ears, brain, and voice. The ears are real-time speech-to-text, constantly listening. The brain is a language model, like DeepSeek V3, interpreting your requests. And the voice, using something like ElevenLabs, gives your assistant personality.
So it's like a mini-me, but way smarter, right?
Exactly. And the real game-changer here is the scratch pad. A dynamic memory for your assistant. It remembers past commands, output, and any info you give it. It's like giving your assistant a brain upgrade.
That's brilliant. It's like a continuous learning process for the AI, building on past interactions.
You got it. This means more complex, nuanced requests and a much more intuitive experience overall. It's like having a conversation with a colleague, not a search engine.
So it's not just about commands, it's about collaboration.
Precisely. And the best part? This tech is already here. Real-time speech-to-text libraries like Real-Time ST are making always-on a reality. This is groundbreaking stuff.
I can see that. But isn't there a trade-off between speed and accuracy with these libraries?
Sure. Smaller models like TinyN are blazing fast, but might make a few mistakes. Larger models are more accurate, but slower. It's all about finding the right balance for your needs.
Makes sense. So what's the future of personal AI assistants look like?
Think vision. Giving your assistant access to your screen is the next big leap. Imagine, Ada, fix that bug in line 42. It's like having a pair programmer constantly at the ready.
Whoa, that would be a game changer for debugging, especially for complex projects.
Absolutely. And this isn't science fiction. The groundwork is being laid right now. The potential for personal AI assistants is enormous. They're not just tools, they're partners in creation.
So how do we get our hands on this tech?
Open source projects are popping up everywhere. Dive in, experiment, and start building your own AI sidekick. It's easier than you think. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Keep experimenting, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.